Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Basedifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Thanks for listening to Morning Edition today here on AM 580. Now joining us with our opening commodity market report, Dave Dickey.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared. In the resumption of trading, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, July wheat opened at 8:26, up 4.5 on the open. At the Chicago Board of Trade, July wheat opened at 7.78, up 6.5 on the open. December, 8:15, up 9. March of 2009, 8:32, up 9. May, 8:44.5, up 13, and December, 8:70, up 20.5 on the open. July corn opened at 6:05, up 6 on the open. September, 6:17, up 5.75. December, 6:31, up 8.5. March of 2009, 6:42.5, up 7.75. May, 6:52, up 9.25. December, $6, up 6 on the open. July soybeans opened at 13.69, up 21.5 on the open. August, 13.87, up 40. September, 13.56, up 28. November, 13.40, up 20.75. January, 13.56, up 17.75. March, 13.77, up 34. May, 13.84, up 34. July of 2009, 13.86, up 27. And November, 13.08, up 21.25 on the open. July soybean meal opened at 349.50, up 4.50 on the open. August, 351.50, up 5.90. July soybean oil opened at 61.50, up 1.47 on the open. August, 62, up 1.74.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products to farmers in East Central Illinois. Lernard Seed Service provides customer services and agronomic information to help customers maximize profits. Lernard Seed Service, 217-497-2270.
Taking a look at CME Livestock, June live cattle open at 94.65, up 30 on the open. May feeders, 108.50, down 10. June lean hogs, 77.65, up 57.5. And July bellies, 81 even, up 37.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at AgriGold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike. Well, waiting for Mike to come on the line, let's go ahead and look at the current range of trading. And as we do that, we see that wheat trading anywhere in Chicago from up 4.5 to up 20.5. The 20.5 is in the December of 2009 contract. Corn trading anywhere now from up 1.25, that in the July of 2009 contract, to up 7 in the December of 2009 contract. Beans trading anywhere from down 10 in September of 2009 to some really strong moves in the nearbys, the July up 44 at the moment. Joining us on the phone now to talk about the markets, Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks to me like yesterday's technical action turned out to be pretty important based on the follow-through from this morning.
Yeah, it really did. And you know what we're watching here today, we started out weaker on the rice market again, and we're hoping that that's going to come back around and find a little bit of a bottoming price action, technically speaking, because they've dropped it so drastically here the last few days. But certainly that rice market has been kind of spilling over into the wheat psychology up until yesterday, and we feel like the wheat psychology and the rice psychology has kind of double-teamed the corn and kept it at bay and kept on the defensive and going lower as well. And, you know, we've knocked off from the recent high in Dease corn to the low yesterday, right around 46 or 47 cents on price. And most of that probably due to those outside markets as far as the cereal complex and also the idea that maybe the Western Corn Belt's going to keep getting a little bit drier and drier and drier and get a little bit more progress made here. But certainly yesterday's close was maybe the indication that the downside is pretty limited, especially as we come up against that crop progress and planting report on Monday afternoon.
And those reports expected to show, traders suggest, somewhere between 75 and 80% planted for corn. I kind of have my doubts those numbers are going to be that high.
We have extreme doubts that the key five states the USDA is tracking is going to be anywhere close to that. USDA gave us a lot of good information on this past report. They're tracking Illinois, Indiana, Iowa, Missouri, and Ohio. Five-year average, that covers about 45% of the area in corn and about 52% of the production. If those five states get up to around 80 to 82% planted by May 18th, and it's weighted on the average planting, it's weighted by the amount of acres that they're expected to put in. If they can get to that point by May 18th, then that 153.9 yield that USDA is giving us is still an accurate statistical number. Chicago, and obviously we too, are watching that very, very closely, because if we go below 80% by May 18th, especially given the cooler temperatures and especially given the chances for a lot of replanting that's going to have to occur here in the next 2 weeks in key states, I suspect that the corn traders are going to try and diverge a little bit from, even if the wheat continues lower or the rice continues lower, they're going to probably try and keep some risk premium in that corn market, would be our assumption. And as a result, we've recommended to take 10% of our bought puts off as far as our hedges in 08, and also make sure we've got those cash sales that we've made of about 30% defended real well with July calls.
Well, and if you look at it from another standpoint, over the last 4 years or so, Mike, there's only been 1 year when we've been above 150 yield, and that was that pretty doggone good year where everything came together. So even getting to 150 seems to be kind of a chore in my mindset.
I think that's an excellent point to be made, and I think that's why the USDA, I've never seen them come out this early in the year and kind of statistically defend why they are where they're at on their yield right now. So I think there's a method to their madness, and let's look at corn. I mean, the biggest thing that we've seen this week that maybe has hit the markets the hardest in terms of fund psychology is this continued policy-making shift away from food and away from fuel. And for instance, you know, the Committee on Foreign Relations Council, the Senate committee from the U.S. Senate, it had a very big hearing this week and had a lot of powerful, high-influential people there talking specifically about food prices. And I found that very stark when it comes to the Foreign Relations Committee of the United States Senate talking about food prices. And so I think that's something else that the USDA is trying to keep their I's dotted and their T's crossed too, Dave.
And in the beans, also very good strength today. Yeah, on Thursday, we went back down to a wedge formation that we've been kind of keeping a track on, but it didn't stay there, bounced back off of that, and now I suppose you have to look to see if we're going to make a rally up above $14.
It seems like the beans are about the only thing that are making sense right now if you're watching the markets, because they seem to continue to fight the trends of Argentina and the back-and-forth motion there as far as the strike is on, the strike is off. And then the crude oil market, a very volatile market this week. And yesterday, the market had, I think, around a $3.50 range in crude oil. And by the time we closed, it was back up on the day. And so yesterday was an oddball day for the week, because coming into shortly after the opening, November beans are back up around 51 cents, 52 cents for the week. But yesterday was kind of oddball. We could have gone negative on the week, and we can trace that back to the Argentine strike maybe be becoming avoided and the farmers and the government officials coming to a resolution. That ended up not happening late yesterday afternoon. And then the crude oil market turned around and went sharply higher on ideas this morning that China is going to have to produce more electricity from diesel fuel because their nuclear and their hydrological power is not going to be very well kept since they've had this massive earthquake. So it still seems like the beans have the controlling forces of Argentina and the crude oil, and that makes it a little bit easier to track. Clearly, with the November beans hitting up above 1369 today, that's the highest level since March 7th. So we want to see this momentum continue. And like you talk about that technical wedge, now the time is for us to bounce off that wedge pennant and continue and keep the momentum on the upside so that we can get towards that $14 level.
And I think that might be likely as long as crude oil, I don't know, stays above 116.
Yeah, I think so too. And I think it goes back to what kind of planning progress numbers we get, because the trade is going to obviously look at corn more importantly than beans this coming Monday. But next Monday, it becomes the beans as much as corn. And I was very struck and surprised by how much rain Mississippi and Louisiana and Arkansas has gotten this week. And that's a lot of our early bean and rice crops. So we'll have to keep an eye on that area in case they continue to get more and more and more rain and possibly bring out the disease, bring out the sudden death, bring out the rust and things like that later on down the road.
Certainly wet feet there. Just a couple seconds left. We bottom in the wheat market, yay and nay?
We think so, but we need to get above that 200-day moving average today on a closing basis. That's just a little bit above 790, right around 791.5. That would make us feel a lot better. A vacuum of sellers was seen yesterday, though.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave. Have a great day.
You too. Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. The time now, 10 o'clock Central Time.